Broadcasting Network.
Third hour of the Barden. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we're here today on Saturday, 29th of September, 2018. And we're waiting for Jenna to come on now in a while from Washington, who has a story to tell us about this tyrannical carbon taxes legislation which they're trying to force into law in Washington State. But just finishing up on Paul Craig Roberts' article here. He was saying, in an Orwellian twist, freedom of religion is now interpreted as a prohibition against celebrating Christianity, the religious basis of the country, in public arenas. Law facilities as ACLU have de-emphasized the original rights specified in the Constitution, emphasizing instead rights for transgendered homosexuals, illegal aliens, and those seeking and performing abortions, a horrendous crime only a few decades ago. Today, all it takes to trump the U.S. Constitution is to utter national security. As the United States in the Constitution, destroying the Constitution destroys the United States. Yet those that are destroying the Constitution claim that they are making a country safe by substituting a police state measures for civil liberty. How deranged they are. But anyway, we'll continue on next week with the series of articles by Paul Craig Roberts. I have hundreds of them saved on my computer. And his site is www.paulcraigroberts.org. But anyway, I think we have Jenna from Washington. Hello, Jenna.
Good evening. Thanks for letting me come on, PJ.
Oh, that's fine. No, we're talking there about, you have a lot of things to say, I think, today for this hour. But carbon taxes, the carbon footprint, that's the new terror in Washington State. Is that fair to say?
It is. And this is the first time in U.S. history it's become a ballot referendum that it's on the ballot. Because this carbon tax, they're playing around with words, trying to call it a fee, and trying to justify moving this forward. This is largely a Democratic left-wing action.
Oh, yeah.
And in this neck of the woods, it's very interesting, because I had a good, hard look at this bill today, just to prepare. Mm-hmm. And it's a 38-page document. And just because we've been listening to Deborah and what's going on in California, she's like, look at these documents, and resilience comes up over and over again in these 38 pages. And this bill is to take effect in 2020 if it passes. And Governor Inslee, Jay Inslee, he is dead set on, he's like, one way or another, we're going to make it pass. And it's very interesting, knowing what I know, how the coverage on this is really prompting this multicultural action to involve them in the Democratic Party so it'll succeed. Mm-hmm. And it's projecting that $15 a ton of carbon dioxide emissions is how they've created a system based on this. And cap and trade, they pushed in 2009, where if industry, you know, they set a cap, you can only burn so much carbon or fossil fuels, and then you're capped. And if you don't use that much in industry, you can trade it. And it is like a commodity that's traded in industry. And, you know, it took me looking at this because it's in every mailbox here in our neighborhood, and it's the talk. you know, it's going to be on the ballot in November. So there is a yes, there's a push, there's campaigns for and against, millions of dollars for and against this measure to pass, but ultimately there's not going to be, they do not want Washington to be using fossil fuels. The
considering Washington is surrounded by trees, like what percentage is Washington afforested? Surely 60% or something like that. It's the number one thing when there's surplus wood. The best thing to use it for, apart from construction, is for heat. And they're going to outlaw that using carbon taxes. And carbon taxes is a very wide-ranging weapon. It really is over the years.
For fuel to heat your home, fuel to get to your job, you know, this will affect people dramatically. They're projecting they'll be able to raise $1 trillion by 2030. And looking into where is that money going to go? And in this legislative bill, it does bring up if you can sequester, you know, sequestration of carbon. You know, the language is used as a weapon against people. Some of this money, I looked into it, and wildfires is in this legislative bill. And at one point, it was talking about extraordinary amounts of dislocation. So money from this carbon fee will go for people in any unforeseen event to be dislocated, and they're already talking about there's a Quinault tribe in a beautiful part in the Olympic Peninsula on the coast. They're already talking them into the climate change. The sea levels are going to rise, but we're going to relocate you away from the coast. And I've
Are they Native American people? Yeah.
Yes. And they, I
lived in that town in Alberta, Lethbridge. There was two Native American tribes each side of the town, the Bloods and the Pagans. I got to know a lot of them. They're very good people. But this is, and is this part of what Deborah Tavares is warning about, and I hope to have her on soon again. The Climate Action Plan is built into this as well, is it?
Yes. Yes.
I see.
Yeah. I see. So these are key players. In the wordage, you know, it's all very familiar to what we've been hearing from Deborah, but the response of the public, and because there are independent people, there are there are right wing, that the no measure, the people campaigning against it, that's what came in our mailbox. So there is a strong, adamant, clear, you know, rejection of this bill, saying this is not going to is not going to reduce the 0.3% of the emissions that Washington State produces globally.
How long has this been in the works? This seems to have come up suddenly, considering this vote is only coming up very soon in a month. How long has this been coming through the system to come up? It seems to, I haven't heard you talk about it before in this level.
Right.
So when did this start?
Well, I mean, it came into our sphere just recently. I mean, we've been talking about the wildfire, suppression and biochar for quite some time, but just because we, at our annual fire truck gathering, we got a chance to talk to more people. You know, we don't get out much. So because the exchange of information and the potential that biochar production sequestration is something that actually took hold and we're looking at participating in just visioning something that could be closer to our reality. Well, you know, meeting people.
What the operating in biochar? Surely this bill going to affect people using biochar in agriculture and horticulture?
It will promote, and it could compensate, and even on small scale. I mean, for people that would really want to, you know, people that are paying taxes, that are part of the system, that are, you know, land owners. This could be a way that they can keep their semi-rural existence and actually create an independent industry out of it. This is an avenue that they could benefit from. You know, they can earn carbon credits if this does pass, and it does look like it's going to, PJ. That's the
between carbon credits and this social credits, which is on the horizon now. You know, they have these social credits in China, and who helped the Chinese government perfect the algorithms of that? Google, right?
Well, word usage is in this legislative bill. They're talking about justifying this carbon fee because there is social. They use that. They used it as external damage. They were talking in terms of, okay, climate change externally damages the social network of our community, and then the internal damage that needs to come from the individual is the cost. They're using these terms loosely, but it's all relative to there's social credits already being talked about in regards to carbon, because I guess we are reduced to just carbon users, carbon units in some way, shape, or form.
You hear the program I did with Piers Corbyn. We repeated it the following week, a few weeks ago, and he is a meteorologist and a scientist, he is a highly qualified guy, and he's in his 70s now, but he has run a thing called Climate Action, and since the CO2 levels were never as low as they are now, and there's 50 times more CO2 in the ocean than there is on the Earth, and he said, climate CO2 is not in any way, shape, or form affecting the weather. There's weather and there's climate and there's pollution. And I'm going to do a phone call to him and repeat the phone call on the program in next week when I get a better piece of equipment. But I forgot to ask him just to define on air, between all the things we talked about, the difference between weather and climate, which everybody mixes up, and microclimates, which are naturally occurring things. But pollution, nobody will talk about pollution. They're saying CO2 is pollution, and it's not pollution. It makes crops grow. But to show you how gutless the scientific community are, they should be up in arms saying this is rubbish. But 90% of the scientific community are muzzled because they're on grants from multinationals, right? It's just I'm speaking the bleeding obvious, but I must get a copy of that. It's on the internet. You can send me an email whereby I can read that bill, because it'd be the template for all of the states.
You were going to ask me who's exempt, because that's definitely interesting, because the aerospace plan, Boeing, all airplanes, you know, and they're the ones that are making the pollution. So airplanes are exempt, maritime fuels are exempt, and
I'm not stopping you there. Jim Lee, who is an outstanding individual, I know he's suffering with his health at the moment, and I'm late giving him information. He's listening. I'm very late, but I'm getting accurate information from him, piece by piece, for his disorders and his health problems. But the shipping flying across the super tankers, all the heavy shipping, they put out more pollution, I think it is, in a month than all the cars on the planet, because they're using filthy bunker fuel, and they're exempt. They show you how corrupt this is. If you put out that statistic alone, it's enough to blow this legislation out of the water.
Absolutely. And they're also, they have forced the only coal plant to, they'll be closing in 2025. So until then, they will be exempt. And an aluminum factory, because they export and imports. So those things are exempt. Whatever, you know, fracking, you know, it's just like the worst of the worst is exempt. And
so we focus it all on human activity, and just switch off your oven, switch off your heating, blah blah blah, which is absolute travesty.
Sure. But
What's the name of the bill, by the way? Can you recall the name of the bill?
Washington Legislative Bill 1631, but they're also calling it the Protect Washington Act. But it's Bill Number 1631. Jay Inslee wants to, you know, get this across America. You know, this is what he stands for, because he wants to run in the next election.
Oh yeah.
So he wants to leave the country.
Yeah. How many states have such legislation? Obviously, California would, but how many states have this legislation in place at the moment?
Well, Oregon and Washington, I guess Oregon dropped off, but it's...
You don't have to tell anybody, is it 2 or 3 or 4 or quarter, or what percentage of American states roughly are already enacting this kind of legislation?
It's just the Northwest. BC does really, already. Australia.
Well, they're already locally and regionally enacting with the climate action plan, which is the first cousin of the same thing. Yeah, sure.
Right.
I see.
But Inslee wants to lead the country, you know, make the change here first, because a lot of pilot programs, you know, the Nikki Rapana and the Agenda 21 back in the 90s, that was here in the Northwest. There's pilot programs starting here, something in the name of Washington State and Washington, D.C. I think, it's some sort of weird microcosm of how they want to plant seeds of change. They come here first.
It's shocking, the West Coast, California, Oregon, and Washington. The disease seems to start in California and spread up the coast. And north of you there, you've got Canada, which is run by an absolute lunatic, Trudeau, which is enacting all sorts of nutty legislation. And he's it's another year election.
They've been carbon taxed for 10 years now.
Oh yeah, the Canadians love that kind of crap. They like that. I live there in Alberta and in Ontario. They're the home of political correctness. Pardon me, the Pardon Me Society. Nothing too controversial in conversations, and they're head down. And now they're living in a police state of political correctness legislation, as is Australia. Friends down here who are ex-Australian, they said they'd never go back there. But sorry, carry on. There's only 4 weeks left to fight this bill, effectively. Is that what's happening?
Right, and really it's, we're not going to have time to... the best I can do is get on your show and just, at least bring attention to it. And... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And notify. I notified friends to listen in and participate if they wanted to.
What's the attitude on local stations around you there and local newspapers? What way are they discussing this?
Oh, the newspapers. We check out the online newspaper. I actually read a really good article in the Atlantic on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where that's out of, but it covered a lot of the information and some history leading up to, Jay Inslee really being excited about this.
He's climbing up on the issue, as you say, to make himself this politically correct pro-environmental candidate that wants to run for the presidency. I mean, he's a typical shill that does that kind of thing. Indeed. But that's shocking. It's only been in the public domain. You're saying it's only been a month or two in the public domain, not years. This has just suddenly cropped up that this bill is going to be put in the...
It made it to legislation. There was a bill in 2016, but even the Democrats didn't want it because it wasn't polished up enough. And this year... There's 150 different regulatory measures added in on this bill.
Wow.
On land use, emissions, power plant emissions, and appliances, household appliances.
Household appliances. That's an absolute outrage. Okay, we're going to the first break here for a few minutes, and we'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes. Okay.
We'll be right back. Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in on the from the first break of the third hour, and we're talking to Jenna in Washington about this sudden monster that's appeared, the Bill 1631, and what's the title they have? The Protecting Washington Act, yes?
Yeah.
Right. And it gives an example of when they come to domestic appliances. Give an example of what they are referring to. How detailed is that? What are they saying about domestic appliances?
That part, I see, I glossed over the 38 pages, and it didn't get into specifics, but it was just under the regulatory measures suggested under the social cost of carbon, that part of it. Sure. So it was later, I don't have the specifics on that.
That's okay. Well, I've just found the name here I was looking for. She's been on, she's never actually been on RBN, but I've seen her video. The name is Virginia Farver. You type in Virginia Farver. She's fighting the smart meter thing. She's the one who had her son died of a brain tumor because of cell tower damage in San Diego University. But she lives in Fort Collins, and she's very well connected with the people in Wyoming and Fort Collins, where there's a massive experiment going on where they're trying to convert the whole place to smart meters and 5G, but she's very active. So you might during the week, I'll try and get a number for you. But pull up her stuff on YouTube. You'll see her interviews. And she's been a long time fighting this. So she may be a help to you on this, even at this late stage. It's what percentage of Washington, what's the political split in Washington versus Democrat versus Republican? Is it rampantly Democratic up there?
We live at the state capital. So most mm-hmm. of the people that live here work for the state. So, this is a very liberal town right here in Olympia. But when you go to eastern Washington and, farmland, and there's more Republicans out that way, conservatives, maybe I can mm-hmm. say. So it's just nearer the coastline. Uh-huh. Even just talking to, for instance, people with common interest in gardening. It's like the views are really extreme. Even though we have common interests, there's still a side to, well, who's more important? Is it we all need to save the earth and not drive cars anymore? Just like, well, it's not very practical in a semi-rural setting. So, the mindsets are surprisingly different.
I can imagine that. Is there any decent current affairs program on television in that area, either state-wise or local-wise? And do they touch this area for discussion and debate at all?
Well, I did see an interview, and I'm not too sure where it was from, but it wasn't from Olympia, because I could tell that this was sincerely mm-hmm. two different views and their opinions of, well, this isn't debating 1631. And mm-hmm. the one side, they are just like pie in the sky. We've got to save the earth and just pay more. And the other hand is, really? I know people that travel 2 hours to work for a big construction mm-hmm. outfit, and they're going to be paying a lot in gas. They're not going to mm-hmm. want this. The reality there is a lot of refineries, so mm-hmm. they were the ones that put like $5 million against this bill. And it was like BP, Shell, Chevron. They pledged millions. Yeah. Phillips, because the oil, the oil industry, the mm-hmm. refineries are going to get hit, but they're the ones that put the money into the opposition. So that's why it made it to the mailbox.
Oh, I see. Very good. So what other elements of society is taxed via this bill? They're putting up the price of electricity on gas and oil. Is that the way they're doing it?
Yeah. And they're saying, and that money will go to, it also did mention rural broadband, high-speed rural broadband. Somehow that money, they can justify getting more money into that avenue. And I'm just like, wow, they're just putting it all in here. For re-education, for online classes, for all the people that lose jobs.
Yeah, well, it's a disgrace that the U.S. and Britain is not fully hooked up to high-speed broadband, because we have the problem of BT here, and Open Reach clowning around with it. They're working at a snail's pace. But, we'll go to this break, and then we'll have a 20-minute section after the break, and we'll continue on about the tax end of this. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Okay, and we'll turn back in from the bottom of the outbreak. I should give out the phone number if you have anything to add to this or ask Jenna a question on this hateful carbon taxes bill. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I'll just tell you a story briefly, Jenna. There's a guy who goes around this area here in rural Wales, and he has an old Mercedes 309 diesel van. A lot of them are used for mini buses, et cetera. But he runs the vehicle. You can do this on German injector system on spent cooking oil. And when you're driving behind him, he can smell the chips, cooking oil, like he was eating chips or something. But are they aware? Brian, your other half, does a lot with equipment and stuff there. But I'm not joking about that. You can you don't even have to super filter spent cooking oil out of a chip shop. You know, a restaurant.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with that. I lived on a farm, yeah. And they converted, and I drove a car on that as well. And that is a possibility. But since I was doing research today, I decided to just put in the URL if there were any major studies in this country that is thinking in huge, large scale of forests. Biomass and producing biochar and the technologies and the understanding and studies, because those questions are going to come up. If I've got thousands of acres of timber, which we have up here, what would that mm-hmm. look like? And how could mm-hmm. that actually justify, if this tax does pass, we'll be looking at a new opportunity, because I do want to stay hopeful. I don't want to say, well, we're all going down. And it is mm-hmm. it's very interesting. There was a well-done study in Massachusetts with all the different possible technologies and the cost effectiveness and what can be done. And there's so many different ways to make biochar. And I think that's interesting.
I see,
there's gasification, slow pyrolysis, fast, hydrothermal, microwave pyrolysis. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. in the scale of thousands of acres, these studies mm-hmm. have been done. And then I also looked into who is doing this? China. There are hundreds, like in the next 5 years, uh-huh. there's 200 facilities that are going to be popping up in China now. I think this we're at a new era where this is all being forced. And I wonder if it's logs coming from our port that are going to China that they're making biochar out of.
China is short of oil. It's the one thing they're short of. And they have gas, I think, okay, but they're taking gas from Russia as well. But they don't have a good supply of oil at all. But when they apply themselves to something, they really do it. But that could be the reason. But they're getting ahead on all these technologies. And the biggest solar panel farm in Arizona is owned by the Chinese. They own all the ports on the west coast of the United States, which is outrageous. And they own most of the shipping companies coming in there, right? So and America's debt is largely held by China. So they're going to invade. They have no problem invading America on that basis, will they? Et cetera, et cetera. But smoke-cured bacon, that's a very small thing in society as such, and in butchers and meat suppliers. But considering the Northwest has timber and wood chip coming out its ears, and as I told you that story, they're shipping wood chip across the Atlantic to burn in power stations in Britain. Now, that cannot be efficient at all. But that other figure, if you get from Jim Lee, he has many articles, but specifically that one, where these massive transatlantic shipping supertankers are knocking out horrendous pollution, worse than all the cars on the planet. You can get that article and circulate it. That might be a help to this. But how do you think this ballot is going to go?
I think they are going to push this, because that is the goal for the Pacific Northwest. But that's where a strategy to still move forward and also bring awareness that, not all is lost. And the people that, like this week, I'm still planning for our biochar demonstration at the firehouse and mm-hmm. Contacting local gardening groups and kids in particular mm-hmm. just to come to the demonstration. Yeah. And, I'm getting a really good response, because mm-hmm. what are the next, what are these young people going to do? The few that have found these gardening groups and, fresh, like the Pacific Northwest has the longest growing season in the entire country. And Olympia actually has the highest amount of farmers per capita in the whole country. So people are growing food out here because it can be grown. So it's refreshing to hear and see about kids that are enthused about growing food. So those are my target. To invite to come to the another level, because this could be an economic opportunity. There's so many different facets of
You're saying the oil companies are putting money into a no campaign. Well, why don't you, even at this late stage, contact them and say you need some sponsorship for your leaflets, that you're on their side on this one. I wouldn't go after them on that. You know, they're part of the no campaign, as so are you. Am I right?
Yeah.
I'd certainly contact their PR department and say, will you support us with money? Well, multiply it by 10 times of what you need. Get some money off them. But I dealt with multinationals for years. I did oil company promotions on filling stations years and years and years. But they're not any different from anybody else. But if you can weasel out some names in the Northwest, maybe that would be something. But it's a very tight time scale now. It really is. Absolutely.
It's true.
6th of November. That's the midterm. It's combined with the midterm elections, yeah?
Right.
I see. The, what else were you going to say about this? That but most of the taxes will be indirect. It'll be like levies on electricity bills, levies on gas bills. Is that the way they're going to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And just looking at the notes you sent me. I wasn't monitoring the Northwest as such, but again, there's so many other things take over the news, and this anti-Trump hatred that just dominates everything. But everybody feeds off what they see on TV, and they—I would imagine them. The major stations are—you detect they're all in favor of this.
Yeah. It's like the football. It's a fight mentality. This evolution of thinking of you're on that side. We hate. It's so silly. It's hard to participate in that.
Indeed. But it's like we're electioneered to death here in Britain with all the elections and referendums. And in Ireland, they just had the legislation to have basic abortion law in Ireland because it was a constitutional ban on it. But and then I won't bore you with Brexit, all the shocking mess up that Brexit is. It's dominating life here at every level of politics and has done for 2 years. And we'll go on for another year. It's a total disaster. We have a disastrous set of politicians here, and Theresa May she may not survive the next couple of weeks, actually, because what she's tried to push as her version of what Brexit should be. But that's another long story. But have you got the copy? I'm sure you have of the climate action plan for Washington. There is such a thing up there as well, that Deborah Tavares says every state and every local authority has such a plan. Is that right?
Yeah. I believe there is. And because this bill referred to climate action many times over and over in those 38 pages, I think, that's the direction. Like the unelected board under Jay Inslee is the Climate Action Board. That's what I can surmise by what I've looked at. And I do think it's interesting that there needs to be a designated tribal representative at every meeting. And the allotment of exemptions to them, but at the same time, they're being moved. And, the territory that we are in, it's just such special. The South Puget Sound is so beautiful. And there's a reason why people want to live here, because along the shoreline, the air quality, the fish, the bounty and the forests, it's just such a special place. I feel like they want everyone gone. For other purposes.
Right. The micro cities, the micro apartments and cities thing. But did you say the other day that the Chinese are building these apartments in cities in Washington State? Is that true?
Yes. Everett area. And it's big money coming from China. They're
buying up America. I have a question here on the screen. Ken, what are they doing with the extra dollars they'll be stealing from the common people? Carbon taxes is a thing you can buy into, like the Al Gore situation. That git is becoming a multimillionaire in terms of investing in carbon taxes companies. But I don't know exactly how that works. But
I did look at carbontax.org and the allotments of where those monies go. It was like 70%. Like one page that I looked at was saying that the 70% will be for protecting, and that's like, again, using words as warfare. It's like, what does that mean, mm-hmm. protecting animals and forests? Because it depends on who's reading it. But the 5% will go for relocating people due to the climate change effect. And then the 20%. Then the nominal amount is for infusing the state with new wind and solar infrastructure.
Well, here, give us this money and we're going to use this directly against you straight away. And we'll have storms and wildfires, et cetera, et cetera. It looks like it's a depopulation of the Northwest. That's really what coded language has been used here. Would you agree?
Right. And they don't even know. You know, they're just they're just part of the tentacles that are continuing. And so many people are like just in it for the money. They're just in it for their job and their retirement, and they don't really realize what they're doing.
That's right. See, but you know, it's one of the biggest scams ever. But the CO2 and carbon taxes thing, carbon dioxide, carbon meaning in the air, it is shocking that it has got to this stage where it has to be completely blown out of the water. On certain levels, it has, but although the percentage of the public on surveys in America and Europe and Britain is that people do not believe that global warming, the majority, it's over 50%, do not believe the global warming propaganda. But at the same time, they're not taking action to knock these kind of things out of the system, et cetera, but the wildfire, have there been wildfires in Washington this year?
They're the worst that they've ever been. And the people that are saying, that are reporting yes on this legislation, they have like doctors saying, look at this pollution. This is all due to climate change. And luckily, we had the Interior Secretary on TV, you know, CNN, say to the public, this is due to poor stewardship. This is why we have such So he said it. He called it. And there was a backlash.
Oh, yeah.
Democrats don't want to hear that. But it's just like, we need to get in the woods to reduce the burn loads. Then it won't be so smoky. It's not. It's warmer. Okay. But if you have a bunch of dead, dying. We have a beetle kill here. Same as in Colorado. And that's why there are massive biochar. I mean, huge machinery that are on tracks that are movable, and they may not be efficient, like the heat used in the paralysis being used, but there's big industry already, and same with Canada. They have a huge beetle kill, lots of dead trees from these beetles, and it does need to get shredded up. So it gets shredded up.
We have a caller. He probably has a question for you. Mark in Texas. Okay. Have we got Mark? Yeah.
Hi, Mark.
Yes. How are you?
Good.
Great. Yeah, I was just listening, and the host mentioned that our debt is owed to China. And
slow down a bit. I can't catch that at all. Slow down a bit. The what?
Yeah, that our total debt is due to, we owe that to China, and that's not true. They own a very small percentage of our debt.
Mm-hmm.
It's reserve system out of the City of London. That's who owns all our debt. It's not China owns a very small percentage.
It's all over the place. But what I'm going to say is they have enough of a grip on America to retrieve their debt if they want to.
No, they really don't. It's the Federal Reserve banking system, sir.
Okay.
And you're wrong.
Anyway, on this
you're
section,
very wrong.
On this, okay. Well, look it up. Up to recent years, they had the biggest hunk of it. But it's just, all the debt
well,
is so
that, that's mainstream
like
media news, sir.
Like,
that's not correct.
There's three times more debt than there is money in the world. That's for sure. Okay,
well,
we're coming up to the
but
last.
Look who has all the money. It's not China. It's the Federal Reserve banking system out of the City of London.
Okay. Right, we go to this break.
I was just listening, and I had to, that's my opinion, and
Extendivite
it's backed
is more
up.
Than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Very good. Coming back in from the last break. I thought that, sorry, John, I thought that guy might have a question for you, but he's trying to trip me up on a technicality. But the Chinese, the amount of debt that China owes, the amount of trade imbalance, and the amount of the assets they own in America, that's America's biggest predator. But we'll have that another day. But anyway, to sum up in the last few minutes, how would you sum up all of this? It's a hell of a fight at a late stage, isn't it?
It's true. But still, they're we're still going on. This is still another opportunity to pursue what we're doing and promote education in this direction to survive. And I do think that looking at, you know, it's like it's hard to see through the sea of, you know, words being used, you know, twisting the words up, making things really confusing. But the truth of the matter is you can still pursue and get past all these regulations by just doing it. And
Go ahead, Ann.
With regardless of the yes or no and the economic effects that will result, and I'm glad that I have all the all of this information through all the different alternative networks put these things together.
Is it fair to say that biochar is one of the key things in saving soil erosion? Is that fair?
Absolutely. For filtration, environmental remediation, and it's, you know, it challenges the human to acquire the power to control fire. If we have wildfires everywhere, you know, you just need to have that heightened awareness and look for ways to reduce threats, because the threats are everywhere. So, you know, it's it all can be used for life. You know, you can use that energy to heat a greenhouse. You can use the energy created to distill water. It will improve the soil quality. I've been taking tests over the past 5 years in the garden, and the pH has improved. The produce is getting better, and I, you know, I'm really happy to see that this is working.
I see. Well, you know the analogy, you're not supposed to use a mobile phone in a filling station in case it sets off a fire. Well, these horrendous 4G and 5G are a threat to these. I wouldn't be surprised they're starting wildfires. They're the basis of what is an energy weapon, really. But I think on that alone, 5G will get struck out. There's a massive vicious campaign to implement 5G. But sorry, going back to what you were saying there,
Well, before the caller, I can't even remember where I was at then. But actually, my soil tests are what are showing me what the. I'm really impressed with my burdock root.
You're making progress anyway. You'll have to put it all as an article and send it in, and we put it up on the website. Is that okay?
Okay.
On what the progress so far on the RBN Wire. Look at the RBN website. There's articles there. We'll put it up on the website if you write this up as an article. Okay, we've run out of time. Sorry about that. But thank you, Jenna.
Oh, that's
You've
fine.
Given us a lot of information about carbon taxes and that legislation. And it's fair to say we'll be back this time next week with one report. And we'll
thank
talk to you
PJ.
Then.
Thank you, PJ. Good night, everyone.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility? As a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because